Welcome to the Customer Success Playbook Podcast post-game show, where myself, Roman Tribon, and my co-host, Kevin Metzger, go behind the scenes and dig into our latest episode. Kevin, on the last episode, we had Carly Agar on. She is from Carly Agar training, and she works with customer success managers to help find their next career opportunity and then help, you know, best position them for their future career growth. Really interesting conversation, Kev. I was glad we had her on the show. Any thoughts from takeaways from our recent conversation?
Yeah, I mean, well, first, I think this is one of our longest podcasts that's out there. And we had some thoughts on it as we went through it. It's so pertinent to what's going on right now with the job market, and lots of people are out looking, and you know, people are having a hard time. So Carly had some great thoughts on that. She's been a professional in the field, and so we extended the podcast this time to have that extra content available to people who are actively looking for CSM jobs. So that is my first thought.
I agree with you. It's, you know, we've talked about churn, Kev. We've talked about, you know, playbook development. Those are all super interesting, but I think, you know, a job, your livelihood, like those are real, obviously, you know, big impacting. That's a big, you know, weight on families as people are going through a career transition. So hopefully, you know, people, there's a nugget or two in there from Carly's conversation, her tips and guidance that people can incorporate and really help them. And I definitely recommend if your audience hasn't checked out Carly's site, go to her site, check her out. She does great work.
Yeah. And so you were talking about some of the nuggets, and one of the things that she brought up was the networking levels, right?
Yeah. The scale.
Yeah. That was an interesting topic. You know, she's talking about how you engage when networking. Honestly, I don't remember all the steps, but basically there was the pre-networking and the post-networking.
Yeah, it was like start with like your first LinkedIn, like your family, friends, close connections, kind of start there, which makes sense. Like she had mentioned, people aren't very comfortable networking, right, if they don't do it a lot. So kind of cut your teeth a little bit with that group and then really kind of expand out from there. She talked about, I think she was the reactive networking versus the proactive networking, right? So I think the one is the proactive is you're trying to get into an organization before you apply. And then the reactive is maybe you've already applied. So how do you best kind of find the right contacts to help navigate the decision-making from that perspective?
Yeah. And then one of the other things she was saying is a lot of people are nervous about reaching out to an executive, but as a CSM, who might be the hiring executive or the up level, right? But a CSM should be comfortable going to speaking to the executives and all that. And she was saying, you know, don't be afraid to reach out to that hiring executive and let them know that you've applied and that you're interested and why you're a good fit.
Yeah, I liked her kind of talking about how to spend your time, right? And, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, and if you're in the job market long enough, you start to question everything, I think, right? Am I doing the right level of stuff, right? And you know, we talked about resumes because we've heard a bunch that you need an ATS resume, you need to tailor each resume to skills. And in Carly's perspective, which I thought was unique, was just one really, really good resume. Now, she did talk about some nuances that, you know, in certain situations, you may need a second one depending on, but have one really good one and then spend that additional time on the networking, right? On these real value, what she says is really value added, tasks to help you find your next job. Don't spend hours changing key skills, because once you get into the interview, if all you've done is spew key skills, And you don't really have that level of experience, that's going to come out anyway. So you've kind of just spun up all this time without any, you know, going any further in your search.
Yeah, and interestingly too, when we started talking about AI and talking about really positioning yourself, she was talking about how she thinks it's good and recommends using AI to hone what you're saying and make it more crisp and clear, but really don't use it to, you know, in AI, they'll talk about hallucinations for its response, but really she's saying don't let it hallucinate about who you are. You know, don't use AI to make up information about yourself, because that'll come out while you're interviewing as well, which I thought, you know, definitely good advice. And as people try and learn to use the tool to help, whether it's with their job search or their jobs, I think that advice in general is pretty important, right? At this point, it's good to help you hone what you're trying to say, but not necessarily something you want to create, you know, content that you haven't been able to verify, specify, adjust, make your own. It's got to be your content.
It's got to be your personal brand, your personal marketing plan. It can't be this AI version of that, right? Which sounds great and has all the buzzwords, but it's not really what you've done, right? And the only thing, the last thing, Kev, for me that stuck out, I'm glad she raised it up because we didn't ask about it specifically, is just, you know, the importance of managing burnout, right? And finding balance. And it really is a roller coaster, right? I mean, there'll be times where you'll get 5 rejection letters. Hey, we've gone in a different direction and things seem to be bleak. And then you have a bunch of interviews and things seem to go great. And you do that enough, you can definitely say, like, one of the biggest things is you burn out, and then, you know, you just kind of leave the job search, right? You go elsewhere because you've reached a point of frustration. So I thought that was really good. And I know, you know, Carly's really, really big on finding that balance.
Yeah. And, you know, from past job searches and stuff, one of the things that I think was always really, you know, critical to making sure that you didn't burn out, was, you know, just making sure that you're getting outside, doing some kind of exercise, doing something outside of the job search each day. You dedicate the time, a certain amount of time to it, and then you got to go do other things. It can't be the only thing on your mind. So really important point that I think she made.
Yeah. And so the last thing, Kev, so if you're an audience member and you are, you know, you're in a career transition, or you've been impacted by layoffs or reorganization and you're reaching out, first of all, definitely reach out and check out Carly's site. She has tremendous stuff. But I would say reach out to Kevin and myself as well, right? We'd love to help. That's why we're doing the podcast. We want to help our audience. And, you know, we have a big, growing, big network. We'd love to kind of learn about, you know, how we can best help you. And if we can be of assistance, obviously, Kev, I don't want to speak for you, but I kind of know your answer. I know you're in the same boat as me here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as we've been doing this and as our network's growing, we're learning more and more about companies that are hiring, you know, good places to reach out to. I'm sure most people who are CSMs in the CSM space, you know, do follow Nick Mehta, but he's always he's posting new jobs every week. Often they're pretty often, I think it's every week, he posts a list of jobs in the CSM space. Check that stuff out. And, you know, we know it's an important topic in the space right now, as companies do layoffs and things like that. So glad that we got to have Carly on, have this opportunity, and, you know, thanks for being a part of the audience and listening.
Yeah. Well, just, I mean, it must be a hot topic, Kevin, because I think this is our longest post-game show probably too, right? We had the longest episode, but it is super important. So again, if you've missed anything, check out our website, customersuccessplaybook.ai. Reach out to Kevin and myself on LinkedIn. We have a Customer Success Playbook LinkedIn page where we post, and you can sign up for our newsletter there. So check that out. And as always, thanks for listening.
Keep on playing.